time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday again already. Can you believe it? Kids are back to school. It's almost the end of the month. We're going to be talking about Labor Day soon. Where did the summer go? I don't know about you guys, but we had a fabulous summer here in Cleveland, Ohio. And it was, we didn't have much of a winter. It was pretty mild. We had a little tiny bit of snow last winter, and it's been wonderfully mild, all in the spring. All the flowers started coming up, and between April and now, it's just been fabulous. We've had just the right amount of rain here, and I showed you a couple weeks ago a little mini PowerPoint of the flowers that grew up in my front garden, in my front patio. Over the summer, it was sort of like a wave. As this one was dying off, the next one was coming on. It was just great. So good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who joins us here every Tuesday morning for our weekly morning coffee. This is meant to be educational and somewhat fun. Think about this event as though we literally were in the same town, in the same street, and that we could get together at a local coffee shop and have a little chat, talk about some current events. Enjoy our time together. I always bring a little prepared topic or two just to get the conversation started. And then I hope that you'll come each week with some questions, some questions that you want. But just remember that I cannot give personal medical advice. So please post your questions in the form of a general question that could apply to a lot of people. Then that way I can get you answered. So thank you for being here this morning. kids are back in school. And mask mandates are back in the conversation. I got a text this morning. It was actually something that Steve Kirsch had posted that Larry Pilevsky sent to me that said it was a college that was saying several kids tested positive for COVID, mandatory mask, mandatory social distancing, that you're going to be back in a lockdown situation and self-quarantine. And they said, we'll do this for 2 weeks or until further notice. So I don't know if you guys saw my Substack over the weekend. My Sunday Substack turned into a Substack for both Eye on the Evidence and for Walking with God because, I don't know, I thought it was good. I thought it was good, and it was just so timely. I mean, the title of the Substack was Warning, Here We Go Again, Get Ready to Refuse. And so I put all the different, I just made it. There was in case you didn't see it, I'll just mention this and I'll mention it for our radio listeners. There was a Twitter post. I don't know if they'll ever get used to calling it X. There was a Twitter post from somebody named Ryan Cunningham that said the WHO, the CDC, the Biden administration are fear-mongering against a new COVID variant, BA.2.86, after highly mutated strain was reported, gasp, in Michigan. Sources at DHS and emergency management are already preparing for lockdowns and restrictions. Look at today's headlines. It's a coordinated government media campaign. And then I took screenshots. It was just like scrolling down the first page. This was the first page of Google. And I took screenshots of about 20 different articles that were in The Independent, NBC News, ABC News, Australian Broadcast, US News and World Report, The Times of India, Reuters, The Guardian, Yahoo Finance, YouTube, The Sydney Morning Herald, The Straits Time, Bloomberg, University of Minnesota, Global News, and I could have gone on and on and on and on. So do you think that all of these people who just jumped to got the same memo. Turn on the fear crank, turn it up. We've got these people that they're getting back there. They've had too much freedom over the summer. It's time to lock them down. It's time to smuzzle their kids. It's time to destroy their businesses again that were just starting to get back on their feet. It was time to stop. And so, you know, I just really feel like I wrote it and sent it out. It got a lot of forwards and a lot of comments that I was trying to get ahead of the curve because, you know, on that particular college campus, and for some reason, I don't know, I'm going to have to call Apple. Somehow my phone and my iMessage on my computer have stopped talking to each other on my messages. And I'll just have to, I tried to figure it out and I can't. So I'll just call them and see, and they'll walk me through it in like 2 minutes, I'm sure. But, you know, whatever college that was that Steve Kirsch was talking about, you know, could you imagine if at least half of that college just said, whatever, didn't wear a mask, didn't social distance, didn't lock down, showed up in their classrooms, expecting the teacher to be there and instruct them because they just paid, you know, 50 grand for the year for that college education, that indoctrination process. If they just said, no, my parents wrote the check. I borrowed the money from the bank. I got a school loan. I'm here to get an education, not to be sitting around in a mask, social distancing, and being locked down in my room. That's what we need to do, people. And power is in numbers. You know, we said that last year, and that's why I put on my Sunday Substack, you know, it was a stock picture that I found of a protest in Washington, D.C. I don't even know what they were there for, but the entire mall was completely full of people. And this is what we have to do. Stop being obedient sheep. You know, I think about like the things that happened in Maui over the last couple of weeks and the reports that we got that I guess there was one-way street. I mean, I can't believe there weren't side streets and things like that, but there, I guess, one main street to get out of Lanai and the cops blocked it down. I had a friend of mine who said, can you imagine if I was in my truck and I had my family, my wife, and my three kids, my two grandkids, and my couple dogs in my truck, that I would obediently sit there in line like a sheep? He said, I would have gotten out of the truck and gotten a couple more people who also had trucks and said, come on, follow me. I'll be the first one through. You come behind me. And just plowed those police cars out of the way and opened that road up and let the people behind them come. But instead, they just sat there, and I watched a little TikTok yesterday that said, we're not allowed to go in there and help those people. Not allowed? What's wrong with you people? Why don't you get 10, 15, 20, 40 of you and overwhelm them and go in and take food and water and shovels, like she said, shovels and sifts. You know, I had some friends that last year, lost their very nice large home to an electrical fire. And they happened to be out of town at the time and they live way out in the country. And by the time the volunteer fire department got the announcement, it was way too late to save anything. And their house literally burned to cinders, looked almost like some of those houses in Lanai, not quite that bad, but you know, completely lost everything. And they were so horrified and shell-shocked that they went through the house. They spent a couple of days going through the house with a bucket and a sift in the area that would have been like the master bedroom, trying to find jewelry and heirloom jewelry and keys and things that wouldn't have burned in a fire. But when you lose everything, you know, praise the Lord, my house nothing has happened to my house. Just praise the Lord. I pray protection over it every day. But we did have a big fire in 2006 where our office burned down and we lost everything. I went $400,000 in debt. It took me 10 years to climb out of it because of various different things. And I know what that's like. I know that shell-shocked feeling of disaster feels like. And for people to say, for that young, pretty little girl standing on the beach doing her little TikTok saying, we tried to take in food and water, but we were not allowed. Not allowed? What is it going to take? What is it going to take? For first of all, why are there cops just following orders, ma'am, and not allowing citizens to help their fellow citizens? Because obviously, if they are cops on that island, they live on that island, and those people are their friends, neighbors, relatives, people they go to church with, people they work with, people they shop with. What's wrong with them? And when are we going to stop listening to them? And when are we going to do like what they did in Africa back at the beginning of COVID, where they took a mirror and they held it up in the face of those cops and said, look at you. Look at the despicable person you have become. Look at you. And actually, that worked. That was in a, if I remember the story correctly, I may have the location wrong, but there was a group of women who went and stood in front of all these cops with their RoboCop military garb on. They didn't touch them. They were 2-3 feet away, and they held mirrors right up in their faces and said, look at you. Look at who you've become. You're fighting against your fellow human beings for a paycheck. You're following orders. Look at the despicable human being you've become for a paycheck. And they stood there for hours. And eventually, they got to the conscience of some of the cops who were like, it just ate them from the inside out. And they put down their guns and they took off their helmets and their shields and they went and stood with the people. And until we do something like that, that is nonviolent protest. People are like, oh, we can't get violent. And that's probably true because the government has more guns, more bullets, more power, more tanks, more everything, more direct energy weapons, more drones than we could ever muster. But there are things that we can do like that. I'm just following orders, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You despicable human being you are. Look at you. Look at who you've become. It's not going to change the hearts of all of them, but it's going to change the hearts of some of them to go stand with their people. I mean, to me, it just seems like it's just a no-brainer that you would just absolutely not allow your fellow person that lives in your same community to do that to you. That's why they win. That's why they continue to win. Because when somebody says no, we go, okay. Instead of when somebody says no, we go, why not? When somebody says no, I said, you're not stopping me. You're not my boss. I'm going to go do what I need to do. And until we get, you know, there's still around 300 million or at least 275 million adults in this country. And until we get people to do that on a consistent basis, that we wear down the resistance of the cops and the enforcement arm, that they're still getting their paychecks and they're doing what they what they're told. You know, that link, I wish I had it. I don't have it, but it was something that Steve Kirsch put out. You know, that he said, you know, it doesn't matter. Facts are on the moon. You know, all the stuff about masks, all the stuff about, you know, that we've put out about masks, about social distancing that's nonsense, about PCR testing that's fraud, about all the people dying left and right and falling over in the streets for these shots. Guess what? We have a new variant and everyone has to get tested and stay home and wear a mask. You know, I really, really thought, and I guess I was really maybe overly hopeful, and that people would say, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, I'm not doing that again. I am not getting locked down. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going to make myself sick. I'm not closing my business. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm not listening to the governor, the assistant governor. I'm not doing it. Listen, I stood up against my state medical board and said, nope, you are not going to force me to answer a list of self-incriminating questions. It would have been a whole lot easier to just answer their silly questions and let the chips fall where they may. But until we start taking on these tyrannical organizations and do what we can to get it to stop, you just keep getting what you get and getting more of what you got. So the first sentence of my Substack, I said, the powers that be are going to push the fear button over and over to see how many are still willing to go along with their fear-based propaganda program. Unfortunately, it will probably be more than a few. I still see people in airports and restaurants wearing N95 masks, even though all masks have been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt to be worthless for protection against viral infections and can actually cause harm. And I put a link here, 150 studies that document they don't work, published in 2001. There are probably a lot more now. And here are 12 graphs to show global proof that wearing masks didn't do anything. When I see people parading around in their dirty, multi-used masks, I think to myself, well, they must like breathing in hot air that's high in CO2, low in oxygen, and they must like spitting and smearing saliva over their face all day. Because when you exhale and breathe, that's what you're doing. I've had several friends say to me, when watching people walk their dog or driving a car with a mask on, you can't fix stupid. And I've stopped trying. So I know that the people here are not stupid, or you wouldn't be here, you know, listening to this every morning or every Tuesday morning. But as you can probably tell, I'm really exasperated by this. I cannot believe that 3 years into this, people are still doing it. They're still willing to be slaves. I've written a lot about slavery. I posted Slavery in the Eight Veils. It was written by my friend Don Harkins. I've written posted his article, American Dying for Martial Law. I've done everything that I can, but it is really frustrating to see that, yep, oh, yep, no worries. Oh my gosh, it's a new variant. Right? I mean, what are we going to do? So I guess I beat that horse to death. Let me just do something here this morning and just talk just briefly about our Friday focus before, as we get into our questions. There's a couple questions that come in the Q&A. You know, this week, our Friday focus was on lung health, was on pulmonary health. Our tip was on every breath you take. Pure Body Extra, you know, is 82% off. It actually does take things out that you inhale, all the particulate matter, it chelates it. It's like a basket. It like strips it out. Jackie, one of our writers, wrote a really good article called Something is Terribly Wrong in Maui. It was a two-part article. It was really good. Cardinal Miracle at cardinalmiracle.com. And if you put in our affiliate code DRT, you get 15% off your first order. I mean, Cardinal Miracle will expand the blood flow to your lungs and your heart. It'll be really good. And then, you know, in our apparel store, we have a new set of, there's a little fly flying around here. In our apparel store, we have some new things. And one of the new ones, it says, this land belongs to God. And this is my new mug that I just bought. If you can see it, it says on the front of it, it says, God's children are not for sale. God's children are not for sale. And the verse underneath it is 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. So what is that? Does anybody know it off, memorize it off the top of your head? Well, let's just pull it up so you see what it is. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 says this. The one who commits sin is of the devil, and the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the devil's works. So that's why that's on that t-shirt. The t-shirt looks like that. Also, the t-shirt looks like that, and that's my mug. So every day I think about that, is those that practice sin are of the devil, and the devil has sinned from the beginning, and the only thing, and that Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil, and that's why God's children are not for sale. So I think it's really good. We have another new shirt. It looks kind of like a flag. It says, this land belongs to God. You know, our new apparel, you use DRT as your affiliate code and you save 15% on that. You know, Tom, we put in Tom Rentz's show, where he talks about the death of due process and what they failed to do, and what we are going to hold them to is the lack of due process. And there's another article there about weather modification that's being used against us. I think that so this week's Friday favorite. Cookie, can you post the link to that?
To the Friday favorites?
Yeah.
The Friday focus is already in the chat. It's the last thing in the chat.
Okay, good. Yeah. So if you haven't signed up for our email list, if you just look at one email, the three emails that we put out a week. Monday morning is what's happening this week. You know, I do 7 podcasts in a week. And so the Monday morning is like kind of queuing it up for the week. Like, what are we going to talk about this week? Who are going to be our guests on our various shows? That's pretty much the Monday newsletter. Cookie, what do we talk about on Wednesday the most? Is that our educational one that we send out links to educational things?
On the Wednesday newsletter?
Mm-hmm.
I don't do the newsletter, but I think it is the educational one.
Yeah. So we send out articles and different educational things that we have. And then Friday is the, Friday focus. And we have a different topic every week. And this week was on pulmonary health. And you can see, right, my girls do such a fabulous job on these. I've mentioned this before. I mean, even if you don't buy any of our stuff, it's not about just that. I mean, that does help us pay our bills and pay our payroll and all the different things that we do. But, you know, there's always educational pieces in there. And it's at the very top of the newsletter, it says Friday's newsletter quick guide. So you can see what's going to be in the newsletter for that week. You know, we've got this week, MyPillow has a 50% off on the dream sheets. And I'll tell you, I have them. They really are dreamy. I've used them for a couple years. I have 2 sets so that, you know, I can switch them out when I'm doing my laundry. So I think that's really, you know, MyPillow, if you go to MyPillow.com and you use our affiliate code DRT, you'll save 50% on that. We talked about the death of due process in our new apparel store. And then there's a mark your calendar quick guide that shows you all the different things that we do each week. You know, happy hour tomorrow night is Nikki Watson. And then Thursday night is our Bible study. And we're getting ready in the month of September. We're doing a new happy hour educational series on Thursdays with Pastor Mike Lake. And I'm telling you what, these are going to be out of this world good. He's one of my favorite Christian authors, and his brand new book that's just coming out is going to really be a powerful guide for what you need spiritually, because that's one of the things that I talk about it's one of the things that I talked about in my Substack, was that we need to have the right way to fight. And Mike's new book, Dr. Lake's new book, is The Kingdom Warrior, which is a training manual for the remnant in the art of biblical war. How about that? You know, we talk a lot about, you know, that we're not fighting we're fighting powers and principalities of this evil darkness. We're really not fighting humans. And we're now finding more transhumans and the woke left agenda that really, really believes all this stuff. If we don't put on the right tools, if we don't have the right tools, I think it's important for us to learn how to fight the right way from God's kingdom and from biblical perspective now in these last times. So his book, actually, the book is actually called The Kingdom Warrior. You can buy it from Amazon. It releases actually Thursday. So I pre-ordered my copy. It releases on Thursday. And all of Mike's books, and we're going to be talking about 4 of his many books throughout this series. And he's going to be putting together kind of a bundle eventually. But what we're going to be talking about is the first book that he did, The Shinar Directive, which was one of my absolute favorite books. It talks an awful lot about Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. And that coupled with Doug Van Dorn's book, Giants, Sons of Gods, which he also did a 4-part series with us that you can find by going to drtenpenny.com and under the educational tab. It has all the Bible study series that are there. I mean, those two, if you're interested in that topic about Genesis 6 and, you know, when the sons of gods mated with the women of the earth and they gave birth to the Nephilim, those two books, The Shinar Directive and Giant Sons of Gods by Doug Van Dorn, are 2 of my favorite. So in our four-part series with Dr. Michael Lake, his first book, we're going to be talking about the Shinar Directive. The second week, we'll be talking about the Shirioth Imperative, which is, again, empowering God's remnant to come forth. Week three is the Kingdom Priest, that he says, until these mysteries are understood, God's remnant cannot realize their purpose or realize of heaven's power to overcome the agenda of these fallen angels. And then the last week will be the Kingdom Warrior, because by then his book will be released. So mark your calendars for Thursday nights, starting September the 7th, will be a new four-part series with Dr. Michael Lake on several of his books on preparing for battle and fighting from a biblical perspective. So let's switch over now and do some questions in the Q&A. Do I know Sam Byrne? He is a holistic eye doctor. I do not know him. He sells different glasses for screen protection. Nope, I do not know that person. But the link says Dr. Sam Byrne, Dr. DrSamBerne.com. Don't know him, but thank you for that, Jillian. Appreciate it. I don't know him. Dr. T, I mentioned before. What is my maintenance preventive protocol for ivermectin? I take ivermectin twice a week and probably will forever. And now we got this new variant scare, and you know, all these people will be getting reboosted, which means that they're going to be transmitting whatever it is they transmit with spike protein and whatever it is, graphene oxide, hydrogel. I mean, whatever it is that they transmit, it does pass on to other people and make people sick. So I take, you know, the dose of ivermectin is, you know, a good, easy calculation is 0.04 milligrams per kilogram. So you have to take a little app, or if you know how to do that, and convert pounds to kilograms. You know, 1 pound is 2.2 kilograms. And so, you know, you can roughly take your weight in pounds and divide it by two. That's roughly what your weight is in kilograms. Then take that times 0.04. And you'll get a number probably somewhere between 9 and 18 for the vast majority of people. And I take 12 milligrams of ivermectin on Sunday and on Thursday. Now, there's nothing magical about Sunday and Thursday. It's just that Sunday, and these are two of my favorite days a week. You know, Sunday is my day I spend with God. I write, I read, I spend a lot of time in Bible study. That's when I write my Sunday Substacks. And then Thursday, it's just when I started doing this, Thursday was one of my favorite days a week because I saw patients in the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Thursday was days that I could write and do podcasts and other things. And so I, you know, Thursday was an enjoyable day for me. And so I set up this protocol at least 2 years ago now, on doing Sunday and Thursday, but you can do Monday and Friday, Tuesday and Saturday. I mean, Sunday and Thursday are just easy days for me to remember. So that's the math. That's how you do it. You could go out and find an app that converts pounds to kilograms, or you can roughly take your body weight. You know, if you weigh 150 pounds, divide it by two, that's 75 pounds or 75 kilograms. Take that times 0.04, which I can't do in my head. But take that times 0.04, and that's approximately the amount of milligrams is your normal dose for your ivermectin. And then I take that twice a week. So hopefully that will help a little bit, Eileen, for figuring that out. Okay, so I like my saying better. You know, Chris was correcting me and saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I think it's better, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, it ain't going to happen. That to me, it says it better. But yes, Chris, I know that the real saying is fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me means I allowed it to happen a second time. So my version of that is fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, not going to happen. But thank you for that. So Terry asked about a personal detox product. You know, we're a big, big fan of Jason Dean and what he and what his a parasite protocol detox is. There's actually a course available on the whole detox program that's available at Learning for You. There's a course you can get. There's his parasite cleanse, his entire protocol. The course tells you a lot about parasites and about the why he chose and set the protocol up that he did. And then you can purchase the supplements from there. We're an affiliate with him, you know, so we do make a little commission off of that. But I think that, I think you've done the protocol, Michelle's done it. I think that some other people in our team have done it, that they really found found that doing that parasite cleanse is really, really good. And I think it goes through like a whole month because there's a moon cycle thing that happens. So Cookie, I'm sure you'll put those links up in the chat over there, right?
They're already there, Dr. T.
I can't see the chat this morning. Let me see if I do this a little different. There we go. Now I can see it. So that's what we would recommend. We've had Jason on the show a couple of times to talk about it. He's been on my Brighteon show, and we've talked in detail about the parasite cleanse. I was at the Red Pill Expo, 2 weekends ago, and he was there, and we sat around and talked for a little bit. And he said, man, the next time we're together, I'd really like to take you to lunch. And so he's a really good guy. He works really hard, and he has really good products to help with the parasite cleansing things. So what are the fulvic, Chris asked, what are the fulvic minerals good for? I already take the zeolite products. Should I take fulvic also? Well, fulvic is a bunch of minerals. And one of the main things that's different about the zeolite spray and the fulvic minerals is the zeolite goes through your system. I mean, you spray it underneath your tongue and you get it, so it gets absorbed into your body and does that, you know, systemically. And so it cleans stuff out systemically. And when it cleans things out systemically, it's taking things out of your bloodstream. But the fulvic minerals kind of stays in your gut. And so it helps to detox the things in your gut, helps to put the minerals in your digestional tract where it should be. I mean, all of those things. So I think it's really, so that's the difference. They work synergistically. And I know that there's a link somewhere where you get a discount if you buy both of them together. I don't know where that link is, but those two things together are going to work really good for detoxing systemically what's going on in your system and detoxing what's in your gut. So I don't like the taste of the fulvic minerals, so I take them, but I need to put them in like a little juice or even some water just to dilute it down just a little bit. But nonetheless, that's the difference, and that's why they're good to work together synergistically.
So Dr. T, it's a $50 off the duo pack, and it's a bit.ly link. So it's bit.ly/DRT detox and the number 2. So it's DRT detox and the number 2, and that'll take them to that. And for the listeners that aren't in the chat looking at the link for the parasites, because I know it's a question that a lot of people have, it's Brave TV. So it's BRAV like Victor ETV .store/DRT, and they'll find Dr. Dean's protocol there.
Thank you, Cookie, for doing that. Yeah, bravetv.store/DRT. Yep. And when you use the bit.ly links, here's something that's important. They're case sensitive. And we try to make them all with lowercase letters. So if you're using DRT with a bit.ly link, you need to use small letters, DRT. And we're kind of switching all of our affiliate codes over to make it be DRT, because it's easy to remember, you know, because there's a lot of affiliates and a lot of people. And, you know, it's how people who do podcasts, it's how they make a living, you know. It's, and now with what's happened to me, it's really important now than ever, more than ever. And it's, you know, it's how we pay our bills. It's how you support the work that we do. It's a little love back to us. And I know that there's other podcasters that you listen to. So we're trying to make it simple. And, you know, if you see products and you like at MyPillow, you know, to use DRT, or if you have CardioMiracle and you use DRT, or, you know, some of those things, it helps us out. And there's one thing I think I want to interject here. I actually put a post up on the on our Telegram page this morning about it. We're getting calls at the office asking if we're still in business. So I want to set the record straight here about a couple things. Number one, the state medical board did not revoke my license. You know, it says in the popular press that my license got yanked or got taken away. It did not. And all you guys that are listening to this, I would really appreciate if you started helping me correct that on your social media pages or when you talk to people on the street or whatever that are expressing concern, which I'm grateful for, but that they didn't revoke my license. They suspended it. And here's the difference. When you revoke a license to practice dentistry, medicine, to practice law, it means they take it away and they've decided that whatever you've done is egregious enough that you should never be allowed to practice that trade again. So when they revoke your license, you can't get it back. You're done. When they suspend your license, it's suspended with criteria. I mean, like, for example, every 2 to 3 years, there's 2-year cycles and there's 3-year cycles where physicians have to maintain a certain level of continuing medical education called CME. So you have to take X number of hours. It's in the state of Ohio, it's 50 hours every 2 years. For a national, for my national license in for other states, it, for the American Osteopathic Association, it's 150 hours over 3 years. For the state of Ohio, it's 50 hours over 2 years. And sometimes, and it's happened to me before, you get kind of, you have enough credits, but they're not in the right years. So I may have 150 credits, but 75 are over here and only 25 or whatever over here, however that works out. And so 1 year I got, oh, this was quite a few years ago now, maybe 20, I got a letter from the state of Ohio that said that I did not meet the CME criteria that was required for my license in the state of Ohio. And I called them up and I go, I've got all of my things here. And they said, yeah, that happens sometimes with osteopaths because you osteopathic profession is on a 3-year cycle. The state of Ohio is on a 2-year cycle. And sometimes, you know, it, people fall through the cracks. So I was essentially missing six hours of credit. So and there are ways that you can take courses online or you can go to courses. And I went out online and I did a 6-hour course and sent them the certificate and that was fine. But there are sometimes that people are, it's really egregious. Like they're supposed to do 100, you know, 50 hours over 2 years and they've done none for the last couple of years. So the state medical board can come in and sanction you and they can suspend your license for that infraction that says you have not kept up with the educational requirements that you need to practice medicine. We're suspending your license until you fulfill those educational requirements. So they can't see patients. But as soon as they fulfill that requirement and send in all those little certificates, the state medical board can say, okay, we smacked your hand. You did what you were supposed to do. You got it taken care of. Here's your license back. So there are lots of different ways, reasons that they can suspend a license. For suspending my license, I don't fall into any of the criteria. I mean, if you read the Substack that I wrote about the state medical board and you go out to their license and it says, here, you know, here's the list of things that we can suspend a license for, not answering their questions and air quotes, failure to cooperate is not really one of them. But they're using that as a tool to get me to answer a whole list of self-incriminating questions that if I answered the questions the way that they wanted me to, they would probably then try to revoke my license and say, well, you tell people not to vaccinate. You stand against what the CDC and the NIH says. You are putting people in the public in harm's way. We think that your license should be revoked. And it's a trap. So they've set me up. They've done this. They've suspended my license, which means I can't see patients. But guess what? And this is the part that I really want to set the record straight. I have 3 clinics, one in California, that's an ECP clinic, one in Cleveland, in Middleburg Heights, it's an ECP clinic, and Tenpenny Integrated Medical Center, which has been in Middleburg Heights since 2004. We're all open for business. I have lots of people that work for me. I have lots of practitioners, really good, highly qualified people. So people are calling, are not keeping their appointments. They're canceling their appointments because they think that we're closed and they think they need to go out and find another doctor. I was not seeing patients very much at this point in time anyways, because my focus is on the business of building these ECP clinics and doing these podcasts and educational things and writing, which, you know, people, I'm 65 and a half years old. I honestly think I'm at the point in time in my life that I should be spending more time doing the things I really enjoy, which is podcasting and writing and speaking. And I've trained people. I prayed for these doctors for years to get the right people into my clinic. And they're there and they're fabulous. Both Dr. Jackson and Dr. Clapper are wonderful. Dr. Jackson takes care of babies. I sent her to California to an osteopathic course so that she can do cranial osteopathy on these babies and on children. Dr. Clapper takes care of people 12 and older. She does bioidentical hormones. I've got Sandy and Carla and Mike that all do our SRT, our allergy treatments. We do neurogenics. We have an IV program. We have all the appropriate people there. And if you really want to get behind me and support me, number one is please continue to pray for the best possible outcome. The second thing is please spread the word that our clinics are still open for business. And, you know, it would be a great coup to the state medical board if they suspend my license, which is a thing that I could get back if I choose to play their game. And we've got other plans and other things in motion. But wouldn't they just think they won the ultimate prize if patients stop coming to our office because people think I'm no longer practicing medicine? I was not there very much anyways. I stopped taking new patients, and I personally stopped seeing new patients in January of 22 because I was working my way out into kind of semi-retirement. I mean, I've been seeing patients since 1985. I'm old. I want to do what I want to do. And one of them is podcast. The other is write. The other is speak. The other, I like the business side of medicine, starting to build out these clinics. So that's really very important message I really need to get out to people today, is that your three best ways to support me, you know, prayer, 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 pray for my strength, protection, stamina, protection for me, my staff, my lawyers, my dog, you know, just put, you know, the Holy Spirit's power of protection around all of us to keep Satan's hands off of us. You know, continue to support our businesses, you know, our clinics, our podcast membership. You know, if you buy, you know, if you're going to get zeolite, we'd appreciate it if you got it from us. If you're going to get supplements, we'd appreciate it if you got it from us. And then the third thing is to support my legal defense fund. This is going to go on for years. This is not going to end 2 weeks from next Thursday. And if we need to, we will take it up the ladder to the Ohio Supreme Court and maybe even appeal beyond that. That's a lot of time and a lot of money. So I'm put forth this whole idea of our legal defense fund. Now, our legal defense fund, it's very easy to remember. It's drtenpenny.com/defenddrt. And all of that money that we raise, 100%, and I think we've raised about $6,000 so far. We have a couple of big investors or big funders that said they were going to donate large amounts, but I don't count it until it's in the bank. That will really help to carry this load, because remember, we're fighting for due process. This is not about my license. It just happens to be that that's the ticket that we're talking about. But if this stands and they don't have to give due process in an administrative body, that means that every doctor, dentist, podiatrist, veterinarian, lawyer, everybody that has a governing body will be at risk, that they can pull any sanction against you anytime you want. And it also applies to you, the general public, that as these horrifying things start rolling out and going into place, the 15-minute cities. I mean, what if you violate a 15-minute city and you go outside the city? Will you have due process? Will you have the ability to face your accusers and be tried by a party of your peers and by due process of law, make sure that all the things in the Constitution and the state laws were followed? This is about everybody. I'm willing to stand in the gap and be the person that fights for our Constitution, our state rights, and due process. But it's going to take a village. You've heard me say lots of times, it takes, you know, the expression, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a village to run my operation, all three of those clinics, and the big operation that we do online with DrTenPenny.com, with learning for you, with the boot camps and the courses that we do. I mean, it takes a lot. So, but I am willing to be the person to stand. And when this first started, because remember, all this stuff with the state medical board started 2 years ago. And my lawyer said to me at that time, you know, how do you want to play this? Do you want to play their game and throw in the card and be obedient and do what they say? Or do you want to defend the rights, not only of you, but your fellow Ohioans, your fellow Ohio doctors and lawyers and dentists and your fellow Americans? I said, listen, there's more years behind me than there are ahead of me. And if I can do what the Lord asked me to do and to stand in the gap and be the human being to bring forth what he wants to have done in this country and on this planet, I'm all in. It's tiring. It's worrisome. And I woke up this morning with gout in my foot. So I mean, seriously, it was hard. That's why I was kind of slow getting down the steps this morning to the studio, because it hurts to walk. I mean, it's like, seriously, Lord, what else? But those are the things I really, really want you guys that listen to this in the follow-up, and for people on my team, when we send this out, you know, this is really important. And we're going to be talking about this in really big detail Wednesday night, tomorrow night. We're going to be talking about this we're going to be doing a Twitter Spaces tomorrow night for all the people that have gone under this kind of tyranny. Steve Kirsch is joining us. Mickey Willis is joining us. Charlene Bollinger. I mean, we've got a great team, and it's a Twitter space. And Cookie put the link up there for you guys so you can mark it. So that's tomorrow night, Wednesday, August the 23rd at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And it'll be about an hour and a half, no more than 2 hours. I mean, sometimes these go on for, it's a marathon. I don't have the energy to do it. And I respect people's time who don't have that much time to hang out night after night after night. So if you go to our Twitter space is Wednesday night. I hope that you'll join us here. So there's a couple more questions that came up in the Q&A. I have metal filling. I have metal in my mouth. I have fillings and crowns. Should I stay clear of metal detoxing, such as EDTA? Will it draw it out of my body? That's a big controversial topic, Molly. It's been on and off over the years, for the 30 years that I've been doing metal detox, that people have said, oh, don't use EDTA, don't use DMPS, because it'll pull it out of your crowns and your fillings. I honestly do not think that's true. And there's a lot of evidence to say that it's not true. But here's the thing. So here's a, let's just pretend this coffee cup is full of mercury, and it leaches out continually your whole life. As long as it's in there, it leaches out. So you're over here cleaning, 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 with DMSA, EDTA, zeolite, whatever it is, all kinds of detoxes, and you're cleaning the blood, but you've got this pot here that continues to leach out. So I don't think that it pulls it out. It's just that this continues to leach no matter what. It doesn't pull it out more. It just has a steady state of continuing to go out. So all this detox stuff you're doing is good, and it's good for your body, but eventually you're going to get enough stuff that's in your crowns and in your fillings that's going to dirty up the neighborhood again. So filling removal and replacement is... It's uncomfortable, it's painful, it's expensive. But if you can do just a little bit at a time and then continue to clean up the neighborhood at the same time, I think that's your best possible option. How do I feel about Ozempic? We've talked about this at great length in our office meetings at TIMC, and we are totally opposed to it, 100%. Dr. Clapper said that she researched all of it. She said, and what they've actually shown is every week people lose weight on Ozempic when they either have to do it for life, which causes more diabetes and more kinds of bone problems and things. And when they go off of it, if they've lost 25 pounds, they'll gain back 30 to 40. So we are totally against it. Totally. I don't know, Rena, where you can order ivermectin. I know there's lots of different places online. There's actually even stores where you can go in and buy it over the counter these days. I don't have a solid recommendation. Oh, that's a good question, Terry. And I don't know the answer to that. Maybe the team does. The question is, any updates on Buy His Blood? Did they actually get started? I know that they were facing some lawsuits in Texas. Darren, who works for me, who used to work for OBI, the Oklahoma Blood Institute, and he worked at periods of time with the Red Cross. I know that he was helping her. I haven't heard any follow-up or any status. Have you or Heather or Michelle, have you heard any follow-up from that? Of what she's doing with Buy His Blood, which was coming. And I think there's a couple of other people that are starting similar things, that are starting crossing and blood banking availability for what we call pure bloods. The problem is right now is that, you know, we're finding out because of the transmission issue, even if you haven't had any of the jabs, but you hang out with a lot of people who have, and that your spouses have been jabbed and you're kissing them and having sex with them. You know, Dr. Anna and some of her ilk, some of her compatriots are saying, you know, we're seeing in the blood is looking an awful lot. Even though they haven't had a jab, they haven't had a flu shot, they haven't had anything, their blood on dark field is looking similar to those who have. So this was a mass murder project by the World Health Organization and other people. It's just it's not good. So I don't know. So there's some other things up there. What does that say? I can't read it about buying ivermectin. It's too small on my screen. But anyways, I don't know if they got started. We'll try to find that out and maybe bring it next week. Next week, we'll kind of bring it, see if we can get any answer for you about that. The good question, Terry. Thanks for asking that. Oh, well, this is kind of cool. Michelle just set up a Bitly link for our Twitter spaces for tomorrow night. It's pretty easy. bit.ly, small letters, / DRT-speaks, plural. So bit.ly/ DRT-speaks for our Twitter spaces Wednesday night, August 23rd, 8:30 p.m. Michelle, I'm assuming that will be recorded and we will put it up on the website somewhere for people that miss it or can't be with it. It'll be recorded. I think it'll be recorded, and then we'll put it somewhere on the podcast page where people can access it. Let me see. What is the best way to balance hormones during perimenopause? Well, most everyone is estrogen dominant, you know, during perimenopause. So, you know, some natural progesterone really helps a lot. Red clover is a supplement that seems to help a lot. We have a women's blend inside of the store. I think it's called Opti Women's Health. We use that because it balances out your estrogen and progesterone. We use it a lot for women that have abnormal thermograms because of high estrogen. So I think it's called Opti Women's Health. If you can find that, Cookie, I think that's available inside of our store. That might help with hot flashes and sleep and all of those things. I mean, menopause is kind of a big deal. It's pretty complicated. Right now we're kind of at the end of our coffee, but it's a big, long topic. So just maybe if you start with a couple of those things, that will get you started. Is there a supplement that we recommend for focus and learning before college entrance exams? I'm not sure what the new name of it is inside of our store. At the office, it's called Membrane, and it works really well. Maybe it's Opti Membrane, Opti Brain Health, something like that. Cookie, can you see if you can find that in the store?
I believe the one you're talking about is Opti Brain.
Yeah, Opti Brain. Yeah, it used to be, that's the private label thing. So if you can put up the link to that. It's really good. It has good herbal products in it. It works best if you take it Monday through Friday and off on the weekends, because, you know, with those kind of herbal products, they stimulate a receptor. Then if you pull it away from the receptor and let the receptor rest and rejuvenate, then you come back again. It works really pretty well. What is the best diet for focus. I don't think there's any one right diet. I think that the diets, you know, the best diet is what the American, and this is the one that I advocate all the time because it's the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and anybody, everybody can do this. Number one, eat real food. Things that come in a box, a can, or they hand you out the window are generally not real food. So eat real food. Eat mostly fruits and vegetables or organic as much as you can afford. Eat good quality meat products, whether that's chicken, fish, beef, buffalo. You know, eat good quality beef and know where you're getting your beef, your meat products these days. Know your rancher, know your farmer. So eat good. Eat real food. Eat mostly organic fruits and vegetables. Eat clean meat. And number four, eat small portions. And I would add drink 50% of your body weight per day in water, get 20 minutes a day of exercise, and get the right amount of sleep that's right for you, because everybody has different sleep requirements. Some people require more, some people require less sleep. And so I think it's important that you find that sweet spot number of where you feel the best, whether it's 5, 7, 9, you know, whatever is the right amount of sleep for you, and do your best. And then I would detoxify your house with EMF Soul. Get the EMF Soul products. I wrote a Substack article 2 weeks ago on EMFs and cancer. It got a lot of reads, but it got kind of buried because the very next Substack that came out was about the medical board stuff. And the medical board, that went viral, literally viral, what I wrote about it. And that article on the EMFs kind of got buried. It kind of got buried. So if you can go to bit.ly, the bit.ly link, bit.ly, I hope you guys memorize that, know that, recognize it by now, bit.ly/DRT EMF SOL. Which stands for EMF Solutions, and it's my affiliate code. So bit.ly/DRT EMF SOL, all small letters. We make all of our bit.ly links with all small letters because they are case sensitive. So with that, I think that pretty much covers it for today. We talked about Substacks. We talked about our Friday focus. Answered everybody's questions that were in the chat. Let me see if there's any other questions that came up here.
Dr. T, I just wanted to mention there was another mention about the fulvic minerals. And bonus for your listeners, you can actually get the fulvic minerals, your first bottle, for $10 if you go to drtenpenny.com/fulvic. And that's spelled F like Frank, U L, V like Victor, I C. So go ahead and try it for $10 a bottle. You can't beat that for your first one.
Yep, that's exactly right. So one other thing, if you know, I'm going to be speaking at the Global Health Summit, the Global Health Freedom Summit in Alexandria, Minnesota. And I want to say that for sure, because I had somebody tell me the other day, they go, yeah, I'm going to see you in like Virginia. I go, I'm not going to Virginia. They said, well, you're going to Alexandria. I said, Alexandria, Minnesota. They said, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you told me that, because I was looking for tickets to go to Alexandria, Virginia. No, it's Alexandria, Minnesota. And it's about halfway between St. Paul, Minnesota, and Fargo, North Dakota. It's about halfway in between. It's about 2 hours in either direction. This will be the third year that I've spoken there. A really good group of people. It's at a big church and a big kind of a church property. And I actually, honestly, I fly into Fargo and rent a car and drive down instead of flying into St. Paul and driving up. It's less expensive. Fargo's a little tiny airport. It's real easy to get in and out of. They're picking up a rental car there is super easy. And it's a really pretty, just straight down the highway, 2 hour drive. There's lakes and forests and all sorts of things, you know, just that you kind of go down to Alexandria. So if you go to wellnessmyway.org, wellnessmyway.org, and you to buy a ticket to go there, if you use DRT to buy your ticket, you get 25% off. Now that's a pretty good deal. Del Bigtree will be there. I'm not sure who all the rest of the speakers are. Last year, Larry Pilevsky was there. Peter McCullough was there. I'm not sure who all the speakers are this year, but it's September 30th. It's a month away. You've got time to plan. But if you go to wellnessmyway.org and use the affiliate code DRT when you buy your ticket, you'll get 25% off. And this Friday, a couple days from now, this Friday is Friday and Saturday is Clay Clark's event out in just north of Las Vegas. So if I think tickets are still available to go to that event. I'm speaking on Friday night right after Donald Trump Jr. So I'm speaking at about 9 o'clock that night. It's late. He's doing that kind of on purpose because of my flights, and also that people will still be there. Or they'll leave and come back. It's at a place about 7 miles north of the Strip. You know, I'm flying in on Friday morning. I'm speaking Friday night, and the name of it is the Fear Unmasked: Discover the Truth About the Coronavirus. You can still get tickets for that at timetofreeamerica.com. I'll be there. Eric Napudi will be there. Tom Renz will be there. So I wasn't going to go. And then everybody said, you need to go. All right, I'll go. So I'm speaking Friday night. I'm actually got an 11 o'clock flight on Saturday morning to come home. I got too many irons in the fire, but I hope to see you there. Or you can buy your tickets. You can watch it online. It's you can get the tickets. It says here, I'm assuming that is at timetofreeamerica.com. That's for Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas. He's also doing one in, I believe, November, December, and maybe February. He thought this was going to be his last one, but there's some other things that are coming up, and it's coming into an election year, so we're going to be doing that. So those are a couple of additional things. Mark your calendars for the Glotum Health Freedom Summit, September 30th at wellnessmyway.org. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. Get your tickets this weekend for the Clay Clark event, and I hope to see you there. So thank you so much for joining me here this morning at with our morning coffee. My coffee cup is empty. I need to go upstairs and get some more coffee. It says God's children are not for sale. 1 John 3:8. You know, those devils, Jesus came to wipe them out. So thank you for joining us here this morning. A lot of great questions that came through today. You know, I've got 7 broadcasts a week, so you know what they are. Tonight is happy hour with Dr. T, you know, on our schedule for tonight. Happy Hour Tonight is with Nikki Watson, which you will really, really enjoy. That is a great story. You'll hear all about her crosses and how important that is. It's really an important story. Then we will, Thursday night, we're doing a replay, and then Critically Thinking with Dr. T. We're going to have a special guest, Corey Hillis, for the first part of the program to talk about EMFs. So I hope you'll join us here this week. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for spreading the word about my license has not been revoked, and there are plenty of people in my clinics to take care of people. I hope you'll sign up for our email list so you can at least see our Friday favorites every week. And I want to thank you so much for your prayers. So with that, let me close with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, lean into God, trust him for everything. He just will never let you down. Thanks for joining me here. Stay tuned for an extra couple of minutes for special announcements from our sponsors. And we'll see you next morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time, for Morning Coffee with Dr. T. Have a good week, everyone. Light is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite.
from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.